Wu plays Rachel Chu, a down-to-earth Chinese-American professor at New York University who's invited to a Singapore wedding by her boyfriend, Nick Golding. She soon discovers he's filthy rich, and Rachel falls victim to the snobbery of Singapore's elite, including Nick's controlling mother, Eleanor, Michelle Yeoh, who disapproves of her son's mainland girlfriend. A psychology game of chicken ensues. Unlike the broadly funny immigrant Jessica on Fresh Off the Boat, the challenge with Rachel was adding nuance to a straight woman surrounded by big personalities. When you play someone from the outside, you can make that character sing because they're either a badass or funny. One thing or the other, she says. You're painting with just blue, but there's a lot you can do with that blue. This time, she adds, I had more tools, which is great, but it also came with more responsibility. Director John M. Chu is cautiously optimistic about how the film will be received following early test screenings. Audiences cried not because of what happens in the movie, he says, but just at the idea of the representation, and representation that offers a full spectrum of contemporary Asians, rather than simple cliches. Many are fabulously wealthy and entitled, like a Singaporean played by Ken Jeong, who tells his son to finish his food because there are a lot of starving children in America. Chu and screenwriters Peter Chiarelli and Adele Lim actually downplayed the over-the-top wealth in the novel. Our budget wasn't big enough for all those designer labels, Chu says with a laugh. Wu jokes that white viewers might question the legitimacy of such consumerism. Hey, they didn't buy designer clothes in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Instead, the writers focused on the emotional journey any Asian American takes when traveling to Asia for the first time, like Chu's own trip when he was 9. Your cultural identity splits, says the California-raised director, with a Taiwanese mother and a Chinese father. You think you have to make a choice, whether you're Asian or not, but then you get to remix your cultures, reassessing the philosophies of each and deciding what to carry on.